coming up in sports.
Uh-oh. This can't be good.
What? I thought yesterday was music day.
Well, you didn't this even, isn't just music. This
you,
is,
you didn't even remind me about that.
No. I learned my lesson last time.
Yeah.
No, this is not good.
No, this is not good music.
That's incredible music. What are you talking about?
This is pestilence.
Well, no, the music is good.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't ever mean anything good. It
doesn't bode well.
You don't hear O Fortuna right before Mr. Rogers walks out and changes sweater.
No, I do hear it when Mr. Downs is walking down the hallway.
You don't?
Oh, no, that's Tubular Bells. I'm sorry.
You
that's
don't,
the Exorcist music.
You don't hear O Fortuna right before you watch some cute and cuddly cartoon on television or something like that.
Uh-uh. You are correct.
You don't hear O Fortuna when you meet your grandchild for the first time or anything like that.
No.
I might. That might be fun.
Hullabaloo plays it during timeouts every once in a while.
You hear O Fortuna when you get stories like this. We're all going to die. And we pretty much knew that anyway.
Right, I mean, before Christmas, right?
All of us, each of us is terminal. It's just a question of when.
Yeah.
But NASA now has identified a new asteroid that they say has a 1 in 625 chance of hitting Earth.
Whoa,
that's good enough for me. I'm out of here, man.
A UN team is throwing around ideas like using nuclear weapons to steer it away.
Call Bruce Willis!
He's not old enough still. Yeah.
Using nuclear weapons to steer it away from our planet, the 460-foot-wide rock could cause millions of deaths but wouldn't destroy mankind.
How wide is it?
460 feet. That's wider than a football field.
Yeah.
Or, you know, longer than a football field, I guess. It doesn't say how long it is. Yeah, and isn't length and width a matter of 90 degrees? I mean, if you turn it 90 degrees, doesn't length become width or vice versa?
Yeah, I'm guessing that must be the longest dimension.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Scientists
maybe it'll hit right on a football field. Just sort of cancel.
Just so we can measure.
Yeah, just sort of cancel each other out, you know?
See, I told you.
Yeah, there you go.
Scientists have not yet been able to work out much more than its size, as they have only been able to observe it for about half of its orbit. But between 2013 and 2016, they'll be able to monitor it from the ground and will make a more detailed assessment. Oh, the good news is that they're predicting impact date of February 5th, 2040.
2040, yeah.
February 5th, 2040.
I'm glad they'll be able to monitor it from the ground.
Yeah.
What are they going to do about it?
Yeah.
You know, what do they do? We're monitoring. What? Oh, what'd they say? Oh, crap!
Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah. Well, astronomically speaking, 1 in 625 is pretty significant.
I don't plan on being here in 2040.
I do.
And before you say, oh, Chase, let's see, how old will I be?
2040?
36.
Well, yeah.
You could potentially be.
Nah.
Well, wait, 2040? Nah. That's only 38. No, 28 years.
The men in my family die young.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's a very pessimistic outlook, Chase.
Yeah.
But you know why men die first? Because they want to. That's why men die before their wives, because they want to.
They want to die before their wives.
Well, I
never heard that before.
I look at it this way, all right? If I die in my 60s, okay? If I die tomorrow, it's been fun. Nice knowing you. But if I die in my 60s, I got no problem with that. Because that's better than dying, perhaps, you know, than running the risk, the calculated risk that it would be to live into your 80s, 90s, or whatever, in some advanced state of deterioration.
Well, yeah, sure. Absolutely. So, 28 years, I'll be 92.
C-H-A-C-E. At BrianBroadcasting.com.
What are you doing?
What? I'm sure we have some 80-year-old listeners out there.
I said in an advanced state of deterioration.
There you go.
If you're 80 years old and you're healthy, God bless you.
Oh, okay.
I'll be 92 when this asteroid hits.
You and Scott will be fighting each other on the porch.
No, I'll probably be.
There it is. Chase was right.
Hopefully I'll be watching it from above. You know?
Okay, you think so?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you're going to be watching it from Port Aransas.
No. Well.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, can I change subject just for a second?
Sure, why not?
I'd like to give kudos to the Mumford high school basketball team. They've gone undefeated so far this year, and they're in the second, they're already past the second game of the playoffs with state.
All right, well, congrats to the Mustangs. Appreciate the phone call. Hello.
Yeah, I started out wearing diapers. I don't want to end up wearing them.
Amen. Hello.
I thought most of your viewers or listeners were in their 80s.
No.
No, just
no, they're not.
No, just
and but those we have
just the ones who spend
that
money.
Yeah. Well, that from a caller who first said viewers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're viewing the radio, we have a whole list of problems.
You might be 80 in an advanced state of deterioration.
Okay, Patrick at BrianBroadcasting.com. That was far more hateful than what I said. I was talking only of myself.
Okay.
I was not speaking of anyone else.
All right.
So.
Okay. So, anyway, asteroid, 1 in 600?
1 in 625. So, okay. Mark it down, February 5th, 2040. So, just mark it down. Well, and look, here's an optimistic take on that, all right? What that means you can do is go ahead and just, you know, cancel out the healthy eating and all that other kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Comes now the story from Wisconsin. Wisconsin sandwich chain says its new Big Daddy sandwich contains salami, bologna, pepperoni, two types of ham, and three types of cheese. It's Cousin Subs is the name of it. Sandwich has 1,000.
I got a Cousin Subs.
1,470 calories in this sandwich. That's the equivalent of 3-quarter pounders with cheese from McDonald's. See, go chow. Just go eat two of them. Spokesman for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, don't you know they're fun people?
Yeah.
Says it would take about 5 hours to walk off the calories from a Big Daddy. Well, it depends on how fast you walk, right? I mean, if you walk faster, maybe it wouldn't take 5 hours.
That's true.
If you walk slower, it might take longer. You boys awake in there?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about eating the sandwich.
Golly, man. It's like doing a show with two mimes.
No, I'm with you. I was just trying to keep up. You know,
really?
I am 64.
Right.
Yeah.
You're already planning on making it to when the asteroid shows
up.
That's
right. So. Thinking about 92.
Yeah. Making dates or making plans for that date. So. You can go ahead and spend your money, too. iPad 3 is coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
The announcement is set for next Wednesday.
What does it do that iPad 2 doesn't do?
It doesn't mow your lawn, so I'm not interested. The next generation tablet expected to have a higher resolution display and a faster processor. My mom, actually, I was kind of surprised. She was visiting earlier this week, and I was she actually mentioned this to me, and she said she's looking forward to it. She wants to get one. She has pretty significant vision problems.
Mm-hmm.
And she's hopeful, because of some of the stuff that she has read and some of the homework that she's done, she's hoping that the higher resolution display will make it easier to see. She doesn't have an iPad right now, but she's really considering getting an iPad 3 for this reason. So there you are.
Wow. So, iPads are cool. I got an iPad too.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
man,
Judy has. She lets me borrow it.
Do you have to check it out? Do you have to?
Yeah.
Is there a little board on the fridge that says Tom will be back with the iPad at 3?
Well, the thing is, like, if I'm using it and mm-hmm. she starts eyeing it, I got to give it
up.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah. You kids share.
Yeah. Yeah.
Play nice.
You share now.
Yeah. Well, it's hers, so she gets first dibs.
Speaking of iPads, the McAllen School District in Texas is handing out nearly 7,000 iPads. This week.
No kid. Well, good for them. I mean, you know, that has the reputation of being a somewhat poor school district.
Some are iPads. Some are the iPod Touches. By this time next year, though, the district says every one of its more than 25,000 students will have either an iPad or iPod Touch. All of those gadgets will cost, this says the district, more than $20 million. There's got to be some grant money in there somewhere.
There's
got
to be. Yeah.
Well, Apple gives significant discounts to educational groups to do that, because then the kids are locked into the apps, or that's the idea.
Well, if you'll remember several years ago, I say several years ago, hasn't been that long ago, they announced that all the students at SFA Middle School in Bryan were going to get Apple MacBooks.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was something that they did. But yeah, this is every kid in the district in McAllen. So,
so
see, they won't have to share their iPad, but Tom and Judy still have to share.
Ron Smith with Aggieland.